And many of you will know Kim J, who's the visually impaired chef. And she loves Christmas with all its traditions and preparations. She usually starts the preparations at the beginning of September when she makes her Christmas cake. By mid-November, she's in full swing, making jams and pickles ready for the family to descend in December. She fills her freezer with various nibbles and pies. So here is a recipe for slow-cooked pork, which is marinated for at least 24 hours and is perfect as an alternative for a turkey on Christmas Day. It is an easy recipe, and the smell of the pork being steamed inside fills the house with Christmas spirit. When cooked, it's incredibly tender, perfect as a main course, or even for sandwiches if there are any left over. If I was eating there wouldn't be any left over. For those of you who want a step-by-step guide, you can follow it on Kim J Cooks, which is on the YouTube channel. So, slow roasted pork shoulder recipe. You require 1.5 kilograms of pork shoulder, deboned, 2 teaspoons of coarse sea salt, 2 teaspoons of barbecue seasoning powder, 4 teaspoons of smoked paprika powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of mustard powder, 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 tablespoon of black treacle, 3 teaspoons of cider vinegar, and 100 milliliters of cider. So the method, first in a mixing bowl, create the marinade by mixing the black treacle, cider vinegar, smoked paprika, barbecue seasoning, cumin, mustard, and chili powder. Make swashes in the top of the pork shoulder where the smooth layer of fat is. Make the swashes deep enough to cut through the layer of fat, but not the actual meat itself. Turn the shoulder over and rub the marinade primarily into the meat, not the fat. Chill this in the fridge for at least 24 hours to marinate. After the 24 hours, rub the coarse sea salt onto the fat of the pork deep into the swashes. In a large roasting tin, place a wire rack and put the pork shoulder on top of the wire rack with the fat layer facing up. Pour 300 millilitres of water and the 100 millilitres of cider into the bottom of the roasting tin that's underneath the wire rack. Cover the pork loosely with foil and then cook in the oven at 140 degrees centigrade for 4 hours. After 4 hours, remove the foil, turn the oven up to 180 degrees centigrade and cook for a further 45 minutes until the pork is very tender and the skin has a crispy crackling. Once the pork is tender, remove from the oven, cover with foil and leave to rest. Pour the juice from the roasting tin into a jug and leave to settle and separate. There will be a thick layer of fat in the jug, which you can skim and discard. The best method to do this is to pour the jug slowly and very carefully into another jug, where the fat will leave the jug first, leaving the required juice behind. With the remaining liquid, place it in a saucepan, simmer it on a high heat until it has been reduced. Add the cider and boil until the liquid is reduced again. Then serve the pork with the liquid drizzled on top as well as seasonal vegetables. That sounds like a very good recipe. Thank you to Kim J for that recipe. She will be sending me other recipes, hopefully, over the next few months. and I will pass them on to you. But as she says, if you look on YouTube, and you will be able to see Kim J's recipes. And she has some very simple recipes on there for anyone to be able to do. Thank you for listening.